It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we learn why common medical tests that are considered foolproof may actually be leading to many misdiagnosed medical conditions.
First, after leaving elected office, it's not uncommon for politicians to become registered lobbyists at the state and federal level. Former lawmakers often walk the same halls and visit the same offices that they did when serving the public. But the difference is that they're working on behalf of corporations, unions, and others with a stake in what laws and regulations go into effect.
That path from lawmaker to lobbyist is often called a revolving door. For many who make that move, it's a quick shift from one role to the other.
One Wisconsin lawmaker wants to slow down that revolving door. Dana Walks is a Democrat representing Assembly District 91 in Eau Claire. He's sponsoring a bill that would put some restrictions on how soon a former legislator can become a lobbyist. Representative Walks, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, you're proposing some restrictions on how soon a member of the legislature can become a lobbyist. Why do you think Wisconsin needs a law like this?
Well, to be quite frank, you know, I think our job as legislators should be to focus on creating jobs for others and not for ourselves. And unfortunately, I think there's been a trend in Wisconsin over the years, and frankly, in a lot of legislatures across the country, where people go into the legislature looking with an eye towards making a lot of money down the road as a lobbyist. And I don't think that's the right way to go. And we've introduced this bill, or a bill very similar to this, several times in the past couple of sessions, but this one has legs this time.
Well, how common is it that a member of the legislature leaves office and then turns around and comes back as a lobbyist right away?
Well, what they do is they're taking advantage of the contacts they've made over the years with fellow legislators. So one day they're in the legislature, and the next day they're hired by a lobbying firm to come back in and speak to the same people they've been working with for years about passing various bills for special interests.
So
frankly,
you...
the voice of special interests is just too loud in Wisconsin. We need to move away from that.
Would you say that turnaround is fairly common?
Well, I think it is. It's not that, you know, I can think of a couple of people offhand that it would apply to recently, but overall, it's a trend, an increasing trend nationwide, and a lot of states are starting to move in this direction, try to limit this.
As a legislator, how is it different to be lobbied by, say, a former colleague as opposed to someone else you haven't worked with in that capacity?
Well, you're going to open the door quicker for a former colleague. You're going to sit down with that person and listen. Perhaps quicker than you would a stranger. I don't think there's any perhaps about it, actually. It's something that's pretty common. In fact, federal government in 2007 passed legislation to limit members of the House of Representatives similarly. They have to wait 1 year before they become a lobbyist for the same reasons.
Now, let's get into the specifics of this proposal you've got. What kinds of limits do you want for how long it would take or how long it would be allowed for someone to leave the legislature, come back, and return as a lobbyist?
Well, historically, we brought this bill forward a couple of different times, asking for a 24-month period of time that you would have to wait before you became a lobbyist. But this time, I met with some and spoke with some Republicans about this, and they were willing to do this if we had a 12-month moratorium. Well, 12 months is a lot better than none, so I guess that's the art of compromise and getting a bill to move forward. So we have bipartisan support this time at a 12-month moratorium.
Now, you mentioned that this was a problem on the uptick, not just in Wisconsin, but in other states. Are other states considering legislature like this?
Well, other states, there are 26 states, I believe, that have one-year bans. There are, I believe, 9 states that have two-year bans. There are 10 states that have no ban at all, and no regulation at all of this. But most of these bans or moratoriums have been put into place just in the last few years. A lot of this stems back also to, you know, the Jack Abramoff scandal on Capitol Hill. Led to the federal regulation I was talking about earlier.
We're talking with Representative Dana Walks right now from the Assembly District 91 in Eau Claire. He's talking about why he thinks there should be limits on how soon a state legislator can become a lobbyist. And Representative Walks, are there any similar federal restrictions that apply to members of Congress? As you say, the voice of special interest, that question, that issue has been talked about quite a lot in recent years.
Yeah, in 2007, the federal government passed the Honest Leadership Open Government Act in response to the Jack Abramoff scandal, if you recall that. In the federal level, ex-House members have to wait 1 year before they before they're eligible to be a lobbyist. Senators and executive branch people have to wait 2 years. Now, Wisconsin has historically had a one-year moratorium for state public office holders. People like if you were a secretary of DOA or a secretary of DNR, you would have to wait 1 year. So all this law is that we're trying to pass now is to, you know, make legislators a part of that moratorium.
Now, as you said, you proposed a similar bill last session, which was calling for 2 years of turnaround time. This time you're looking at one. Aside from that decrease in time, is anything different this time, do you think, that's helped this idea get more bipartisan support?
It's an identical bill. It's just 12 months instead of 24 months. And I think that's an important, a 12-month restriction would keep a legislator from becoming a lobbyist for that first 12 months after they're out of office, which would typically include the budget period of time, which is really probably the most important time for a lobbyist. So I think a 12-month ban, it's not as good as a 24-month, but it's a heck of a lot better than nothing. And it's a good start. Small step, but it's a step nonetheless.
As we start to wrap up here, can you make the case that this is something that should matter to the people of Wisconsin?
Well, as legislators, we're supposed to look out for the interests of our constituents, of the people in Wisconsin. And the way it is right now, there's just a din of noise created by special interests. They have their way in that building. They always have a front seat in terms of lobbying people with their particular interests. And, you know, in the long run, this isn't good. It's not healthy for our society to have special interests take that front row seat. We need to represent the interests of the people. If special interests run everything, you end up eventually with like what our IRS code is. Our IRS code is tens of thousands of pages of little tiny favors that were done for special interest groups at one time or another. That leads to a gridlock, and it doesn't lead to sound policy decision-making.
And what's next for the bill?
Well, hopefully we'll get a hearing. I'm somewhat optimistic that we'll get a hearing and we'll get it to the floor of the Assembly. I really can't state where we're going in the Senate yet. I just don't know yet.
Representative Walks, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Well, thank you.
That was Dana Walks, a Democrat representing Assembly District 91 in Eau Claire. He's sponsoring a bill that would put limits on how soon a state legislator can become a lobbyist.